On Wednesdays, we check in with Carla Marinucci, Politico California Playbook reporter, to catch up on the week in politics. And what a week it's been. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Michelle. You said it.
Oh, my goodness. Let's start off first with vaccinations. We had hoped that many, many more people would be vaccinated at this point in California. And what is the state doing to sort of speed up the process?
Big move by Governor Newsom this week. He's been under pressure because California has been sort of in the bottom of the barrel in getting these vaccines out to people. So now comes the word that California is going to be opening the COVID-19 vaccines to everybody 65 and over. That's good news. There's 6 million Californians in that age group. The issue is that it's kind of up to the counties whether you're going to be able to get it or not. Different counties have different criteria at this point. Some counties, like Santa Clara, said they're going to follow the original plan of vaccinating people 75 and older first. L.A. County says the same. So you're going to have to still contact your county health officials. And the governor says that by next week, the state's going to launch a text and mail notification system so Californians can find out when they and track when they're eligible for the shot and when they're going to be able to get it. This is big news, Michelle, because Newsom has been under huge heat to get these vaccines into the arms of people. As you know, he's facing a recall attempt. I think his office is very much aware of that. They know that if these vaccines don't get to people, he's in political trouble, or he's definitely keeping an eye on that. So the vaccines are going to be speeded up, but everybody should kind of hold their breath right now. It looks like until next week you'll be able to get into that system, the text and notify system that's going to help you find out when you can get it and where.
I really hope that that system works well, because people are so anxious to be able to get the vaccines. And
oh, you're so right. Yeah. I mean, up to this point, I think California has done about, I think it's 800,000 vaccines, but that's very low compared to many states. And this has been the whole problem. When you've got countries like Israel that have been able to vaccinate already something like 20% of their people with drive-in vaccines and other sort of innovations, we saw the governor last week at his press conference and asked him, when and where can you promise Californians that they're going to get this vaccine, and why isn't California being more aggressive about it? I think the political heat is has had an effect on him, and that system was rolled out yesterday. So we're going to be tracking it and make sure that he meets those expectations and keep asking the questions. But I think he's heard from a lot of Californians, like your listeners, who want these vaccines now, and I think it's had an effect.
Of course, yesterday was an historic vote to impeach President Trump for a second time. We did have one of our California representatives who is a Republican, and he joined Democrats yesterday in impeaching the president.
Yeah, he was the only one. David Valadao of the Central Valley really took a bold move to be one of 10 Republicans. You know, millions of Americans watched that debate yesterday, and of course this made President Trump the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice. I think the question is now, is the Senate going to convict him? I will say that David Valadao, in making that, in taking that vote, has really taken a lot of heat in his own district. I heard him yesterday on a radio station in the Central Valley. He was called a traitor by the by the hosts on that show. But he's getting a lot of props today for actually saying what I think many on Capitol Hill said, that President Trump took a direct role in the violent insurrection in the U.S. Capitol by inciting it, by verbally inciting it on at that rally and in the weeks before, suggesting the election was a fraud. So right now, I think the drama, Michelle, is what's going to happen in the Senate,
right,
given the procedures and the rules. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has said there is simply no chance that there's going to be a fair or serious trial before President-elect Biden is sworn in next week. So that really increasingly means it's going to be held after Trump leaves office. And McConnell sort of amazingly said, suggested he was happy with the impeachment and was maybe even considering a vote himself to convict the president. So So that's the thing to watch as we go forward. You know, right now there's no precedent for the Senate holding an impeachment trial after a president has left office. It's happened for other government officials, but, you know, convicting President Trump even after he's gone from office would allow the Senate to move to bar him from ever seeking elected federal office again. That sort of would put a scarlet letter on him, and I think many Republicans sort of want to cut the cord with President Trump at this point, even though he remains very, very popular with the Republican base. We have to note that. So, yeah, the drama still continues this week.
And I do want to ask you quickly, you mentioned the effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom, and there was a strange reasoning behind that presented by the California Democratic Party.
Yeah, they went. They many people said the California Democratic Party overreached this week by suggesting the recall attempt is a coup, a California coup. What they were saying was that there were a number of the same fringe elements that we saw at the Capitol, U.S. Capitol, have been involved in the recall attempt, but making the suggestion that it was that the recall is an illegal action. No, it's completely democratic. Mm-hmm. It's allowed under the California constitutional system. And so Republicans immediately cried foul, and many Democrats said they were kind of horrified that that the party leader Rusty Hicks was making that that comparison. So yes, yeah, so the recall movement against Newsom does seem to be going strong. The proponents say they have a million signatures, and at this point, California Democratic Party officials, I think, are a little chastened that they had a press conference and suggested that somehow this was a coup. It is not a coup, but it's not something the Democrats want to deal with, that's for sure.
Right, right. Poor choice of words there. It is 8:25. Thank you so much for talking with us. We'll talk with you again next week.
Always good to talk to you, Michelle. Thanks.
That is Carla Marinucci. She is the Politico California Playbook reporter. You can find out more information at politico.com.